going to read from the book of Revelation, including our recitation that we just said. This comes from the last chapter in the Word, the chapter 22 of Revelation, the very end of the book of Revelation. "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to each one according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Happy are they who do his commandments, that their authority may be in the tree of life, and they may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and does a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts come. And he who desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and out of the things written in this book. He who testifies these things says, Yes, I come quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Children, in this reading and in our recitation, the Lord says that he is coming quickly and that his reward is with him to give to each one of us according to our work. So that means the Lord has a wonderful reward for people who do good work. And he has a lesser reward for people who don't do quite as good work. And he has no reward for people who don't do any work or who do bad works. In the spiritual world, everyone works. Angels love their work. They love helping the Lord and working with the Lord. And they love working with each other. And they love having something useful to do that they're good at, then they can see makes a difference for other people. It helps them, makes them happier. And they know that their job is given to them by the Lord, and they're so thankful to the Lord for giving them that job to do. And there's lots of different kinds of work in the spiritual world, many more different kinds than there are in this world. There are things that angels do with their hands, and there are things that the angels do more with their minds. There's, of course, teachers, and there's doctors and judges and lawyers and ministers, and there are craftsmen who make things. There's librarians and writers. There's many, many different, more different kinds of work than we can even picture in this world. And so that means that each angel has the kind of work to do that he is really good at or she is really good at and that they love doing. So they go to work cheerfully, happily, gratefully, that they have this fun job to do. For them, work is almost like play because it's so much fun. And that fun, that happiness and satisfaction is the main reward that the Lord gives them for their work. Now, on the other hand, there are the evil spirits, and they don't want to work. They would rather just talk and walk around and eat and sleep, and that's all. They want to be useless. And people offer them jobs to do, and they'll start to do the job, but they do a lousy job of it, and soon they quit. But then they don't have anything to eat, because unless you work in the spiritual world, you don't get anything to eat. And so eventually, when they get really hungry, they have to go down underground into these big caverns that are workhouses. And there they're given a job to do. And unless they do that job and they do it well, then they don't get anything to eat. So they have to eventually make themselves work, and they hate it. And they look for quitting time, and that's all they care about. So they're not very happy, are they? The Lord tries to give them a reward, but they turn their back on it. So this shows us that it's really important for us how we think about the work that the Lord gives us to do in this world. The first most important job that we have to do for the Lord is to learn to keep His commandments, not to do things that hurt other people. That's number one. But the second thing that goes right with it is to learn to be a useful person, to someone who wants to do something helpful for other people, who wants to work for his mom and dad, help them out with things that need to be done, help his brothers and sisters. Maybe if you're old enough, work for other people and do a good job of it. Not just for the money, but because you have a chance to do a good, useful job. Now the thing is, the evil spirits get on our case and they say, oh, the job is way too big. You can never finish it. And it's too hot. And you're too tired. And it's no fun. And you'd much rather just go play. That's how the evil spirits say to us, because that's how they feel about it. That's what their whole life is like. I don't want to work. Blah. And so it feels terrible to us, but that gives us a choice. We get to choose. Are we going to do a good job? Because we know that's what the Lord says. Because we know that's what our mom and dad want us to do. And because we know that this way we can start to practice becoming an angel. We have a real choice. See, now school is coming to an end, so that kind of work you're going to have less to do, and it's good to have a vacation. In heaven, the angels have vacations too. They have all kinds of great other rewards in heaven besides the fun of doing a good job. The Lord gives them new clothes, and He gives them beautiful gardens, and He adds on to their house so that their house becomes more beautiful and more useful. And He probably gives them new cars, and they have wonderful parties and great food. All those things are happy, part of happiness of heaven. But they're extra, as far as the angels are concerned. The main thing that makes them happy is their work. That's what they really love best. But they do have vacations because they need to rest from their work. And they rest, and then they're ready to do their work again with more energy and more spirit. And it's fun. So this is a thing that we need to practice in this world. In the summertime, when you have more chance, more time to do other kinds of work, don't just say, oh, I have to. Say, wait, this is a chance to do something that will be helpful to my mom and dad. This will be something helpful for somebody else. This will be a chance to learn to work with other people. And you know what? If you do that, you're willing to do that for the Lord's sake and for your friend's sake, for your neighbor's sake, then the Lord will be with you. Very slowly and quietly, you won't notice. He will give you the energy to do the work. Even though it seems too big, He'll help you get through it. And when you're done, He's going to make you feel satisfaction. It was a good job. Hey, I got it done. It looks better now. The Lord is the Alpha. He's the inspiration and the idea of a job to do. And He's the Omega, the satisfaction and peace at the end. And He's all the steps in between, too. He helps you quietly and secretly the whole way through. So, let's not think about work as just something we have to do, but as an opportunity to do something for the Lord and for each other and to practice being ready to become angels. Amen.